prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It's 11 August 2021, and we are going to talk tonight. Just me and you. Just sit down and get you a glass of tea or a cup of tea, whatever you want to do, or a cup of coffee if you like, whatever you want to do. Sit down by your radio, and if you're driving down the road, please be careful. I mean, I want you to listen, but you know, be careful. But let's you and I talk a while. I'm going to share some news with you. I don't get to do this very often anymore. You know that, because I usually have guests on. But I'm going to share some news with you tonight that I think you might want to know about. And I want your comments and questions, perhaps, if you want to join us the next half hour. Tomorrow is Thursday again already. And if the Lord allows, I'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern to take your phone calls, answer questions, or just chat with you. And if I can be a blessing to you, just let me know. I want to be. But we're here tomorrow to take orders. And if you feel like giving a donation, we sure would appreciate it. Things are really tight right now, but it is what it is. But if you want to place an order for maybe for one of the T-shirts, we've been offering folks, these T-shirts are sharp, extra, extra sharp. If you want to place an order for the America While You Die DVD set, 4 hours. Oh, I think you'd enjoy that teaching. Well, I'll take it back. Maybe you'll enjoy it, but you're glad you heard it. Let's put it that way. We have those available, of course. We still have the REM sleep and tranquil 2-for-1 as of right now. They haven't ended it yet. I'm really surprised. It's going to end it two months ago, and they haven't done it yet. But we still have REM sleep and tranquil sale 2-for-1, two balls for $38.95, and it's I think right at $29.95 for one. So you're getting two basically for one. That includes shipping. And we are still offering the free tickets. We will through next week. We should be able to do it through next week. In the next week, the week after that will be the meeting. It'll be kind of late for it then, but we're going to offer those. Revival will be aired live on our website, pastorbutch.com. Just find the streaming and click right on there starting at 10 o'clock Central Time. On the 26th, and you'll be watching the thing live as it goes along. When I speak that afternoon at 4:30 in one event, the next day at 4:30 in another event. So I hope you can join us for that. I really do. And we're going to have Bible study this weekend. We're going to have Pastor Oscar Pulaski on it. Give us an update what's happening with him and his case or his situation with his home country of Canada. The first hour, instead of doing current events, I'm going to do a teaching on a biblical worldview lost. Folks, I'm going to mention just a little bit more detail just in a second, but I hope you'll join us this coming weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can go to live stream and click on There Will Be. We can call phone number 339-209-5013. You can listen to us on the phone, watch us live. You'll see a number on the screen. You can call and talk to us. I hope you'll do that. We really do this, folks. We do this thanks to Phil Hudock, with a lot of effort he puts into doing this, a lot of effort, because he wants to be a blessing to you. I hope you appreciate that and join us this coming Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. And, of course, 11:30, I'll do my teaching. And then at 1 o'clock, Pulaski will join us for his update, what's happening in his life. So all this is available, folks, to you. And I hope you take advantage of it. I really do. But again, don't forget, we'll be in office tomorrow. I love to talk to you on the phone if you like, just chat a while. I may get a little busy. Maybe we can't talk a long time. But I want to tell you, your phone calls are a blessing to us. Now, someone that calls in regularly doesn't call in for a few weeks, we actually get a little bit worried about them. We do. We get concerned for them because you're family to us. So don't be afraid to call in and share your thoughts, okay? I want to hear from you, and I do mean that. But I'm going to read a few scriptures before we start off tonight, because I want you to understand something that's very important before getting into the news, because the news isn't necessarily good stuff with what's happening. We are in a war, as the song says that I've had in my radio broadcast 29 years. We're in a war for the soul of America, for the souls in America. And as a whole, the ones that call themselves the church hasn't done very well. Although there's going to be a remnant, I promise you that. Make sure that you're part of that remnant. But the battle is increasing because the other side sees some people waking up. If they would wake up spiritually and turn to Christ, the source of all truth, we could probably change this country. But people are waking up and seeing that they're being taken into a tyranny and their lives are being destroyed and becoming angry. That's natural, and that isn't necessarily bad. But if you rise up against a tyrant like they did in the French Revolution, you do it without morals and the scruples of the laws of God, you rise up and destroy one tyrant, another tyrant will come right up behind him. Americans rise up, or any nation rises up, without God as their foundation to build their nation on, it won't last long at all. America's lasted as long as it has, and it's a little bit of a semblance of what it was to start with, because it had a solid foundation in Christ at one time. That's why it lasted this long. But to have a revolution, if you will, and not build on the moral standards that are unchangeable by the laws of God, not only a waste of time, it's a waste of life. Waste of life, because the next tyrant will be worse than the last. Because without Christ, nothing can be stood up, can be stand up to what's coming on the people. That's all there is to it. But in order to make you understand something, people say, Pastor, you cover a lot of things, a lot of news, and you always seem to be up and cheerful and joking. And folks, there's no great secret to how this works. I'm only a man. I do get a little bit frustrated sometimes and angry, and I don't apologize for it. That's part of being a righteous man. You get angry at sin. But I'm not down and depressed. I don't need depression pills. I don't need mind-altering drugs, because Christ is where I keep my mind centered as best I understand how to do it. And when I'm around friends and family, we're not always talking about what's going on. A lot of times we're joking and laughing together and spending time together. And when it's the right time of year, sometimes we go hunting together. These are things that we do to enjoy each other's company, because we need the uplift. That's why we're told not to forsake the assembling ourselves together, especially in the last days. So, no, you do stay up. I stay up in Christ, folks. Let me read a few verses to you before we get into the current events, and there's some news, because I think it's important that you understand this. These are verses that you should memorize, or at least know where to find them in Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, just two verses, 3 and 4. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 says this, and it's so beautiful. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. My mind does get troubled. My heart weeps, and sometimes I weep literally over what I see coming on our land and on what's coming for my grandchildren, and now a great-grandson due in October. These things bother me tremendously, but I'm in perfect peace with my Savior. Not because I'm a perfect man. Don't ever think that. No. But I know in whom I trust, and I trust in Him. My mind is stayed on Him. During good times and bad times, I try to keep my mind centered around my Savior. And verse 4 says, Trust ye in the Lord forever. For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. You start getting tired and weary, and we all do, especially sometime in the middle of the night. You can't rest, your mind's troubled, and sometimes you get worried, a little tired, and maybe a little bit worried also. Then start thinking about Christ and the blessings and the hope we have in Him. Don't dwell on all the bad things. Matter of fact, we're told Philippians says dwell on good things. That's what we're told to do. Now, that doesn't mean I don't cover the news, you know that. But I refuse to have my mind taken over by the powers of Satan and walk in fear. That's what the t-shirts say that we have out, with the lion standing amongst a flock of sheep wearing masks. The lion, of course, is not. It says no fear. I read above it, and underneath it says, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So these are things that we proclaim and try to live. Let's get on the news, because I'm going to take phone calls next half hour, but I got several articles I want to share with you. I know you all heard this broadcast many times, Deborah Travers. And by the way, she'll be filling for me one night this month while I'm gone. I don't remember the exact date off the top of my head, but I think it's week after next. She'll be filling in for me one night. No. I'll be with her. Well, I'll be with you all that one night. It's on the Tuesday night of the 24th. I'll be with you that night, and she'll be with us. But anyway, you've heard her talk about from toilet to tap water. I have in front of me right now a picture of a plant in Los Angeles that is taking sewer water, crap water, urine water, recycling it, the sewage, and turn it back into drinking water for the city of Los Angeles. Well, you say, preacher, they clean it up, they get all the stuff out of it. Really? Really? Do you really believe that? If you know how filthy most of people's public water supply is, you wouldn't even think that. Matter of fact, you'd be ordering a Berkey first thing in the morning. You wouldn't even begin to think that if you just could see what was in it. But they're taking all these stuff that goes into the sewers, and they're recycling it now and putting it back into your tap for you to drink. Now, maybe that's something that you think is okay. I don't. I don't think that at all. I don't like that at all. But folks, when they put you in sustainable communities, you're going to get used to that or go thirsty. There's closing the noose more every day. With the water shortages all over the West and Midwest and even in South America. You know it's frost and snow in Brazil when it should be sunshine and warm down there. Yeah, you all know that? But anyway, with all these things happening, they're doing for a purpose. They're going to get you desperate enough that you'll drink your own sewage water after it's so-called purified. And all this is done by weather manipulation and control to bring our nation to its knees, the world to its knees. It's happening. So I'm just telling you this. This says Deborah Tavares had told us more than once. Now in Los Angeles, they're doing it. Welcome to the New World Order and the Great Reset. Now this next one, you're going to find it hard to believe. Well, probably not, because there isn't much surprise you much more to imagine. An Oregon governor signs a new law allowing students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do math. I'm not making it up. This is for real. An Oregon high school diploma does not guarantee that students who earned it can read, write, or do math at a high school level. Governor Kate Brown dropped the requirement that students demonstrate they have achieved those essential skills by signing Senate Bill 744 in the law. She declined again Friday to comment on why she supported suspending the proficiency requirements, reported Oregon Live. The bill was not entered into the legislature database until July 29th, a departure from the standard practice of updating the public database the same day a bill was signed. Charles Boyle, the governor's deputy communication director, said the governor's staff told legislative staff that the same day the governor signed the bill. Now listen, folks, as to why they've done this. If this doesn't make the black community, and Asian community, angry, then you're a bunch of hypocrites if you protest what's happened to you from white people. Listen to this. Boyle said in an email statement that suspending the reading, writing, and math proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's black, Latino, Latina, Lentix, whatever, L-A-T-I-N-X, indigenous, Asian, Pacific Islander, tribal, and students of color. In other words, what this governor said to the blacks and Latinos and the Asians and all the rest of them, you're too dumb to learn this, so we're going to drop the standards. So you want to learn how to read and write and do math. That is an insult. And if I were, unless it insults me, and I'm a Caucasian, I'm white. But if I were of any other race, a Latino, black, or Asian, or Pacific Islander, or tribal, whatever it may be, I would be profoundly angry that this so-called governor, this witch in office, said I was too stupid to learn how to read, write, or do math. If this is not challenged by you people in Oregon, I got listeners in Oregon, shame on you. You deserve what's coming to you. Can you believe the gall, the absolute putrid thinking of this so-called governor? So we're dropping requirements because the blacks can't handle it, Latino can't handle it, indigenous can't handle it, the Asians can't handle it, they can't handle this. So we're going to drop this standard so they don't have to learn how to read, write, and do math. We'll just drop it down where they can get through and go out and get them a job flipping burgers at McDonald's. They can't count change, but they can work a ladle maybe. Oh, people. A spatula they can turn, but they can't do math. They can't read or write. If that doesn't make you profoundly angry, and I'm not just talking about ones in Oregon, any of these people who listen to this broadcast that fit any of these categories, in any state, this governor of Oregon, forgot her name already, Miss Brown, said you are a bunch of ignorant savages. You can't learn this. You're not capable. You don't have the mental capacity to learn how to read, write, and do math. If that doesn't make you angry, then I just assume you listen to this broadcast. Just turn the radio off. Don't listen to me anymore. I'm wasting my time on you. That should make you very angry. That's an insult. An insult. Now I'm going to move on to a different topic. Our illustrious president and the Democrats who are in charge of the House. And folks, I'm not throwing stones at Democrats because Republicans did no better under Trump. They did no better under Trump. No, they didn't. Trump hit records, so did Biden. The Democrats set stage for trillions in tax hikes. And they're going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents. Isn't that exciting? Trillions in new tax increases on working families and small businesses. This budget resolution will be the first step toward the Biden plan to raise taxes by $3 trillion over the next decade. Now listen to this, people. I've said this in this program and on Melody's program dozens of times. Increasing the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, which will be passed along to working families in the form of higher prices, fewer jobs, and lower wages. This will give the United States a combined state federal rate of 32%, higher than our foreign competitors, including China. Folks, our tax rate is higher than China's. As a matter of fact, the capital gains tax is going to be raised to 43.4%, which is double that of China. And we're the free people? We're the ones that have free enterprise? No, we have purebred socialism, communism, and it's eking out our ears now. But that's okay. I get my check every month. I'm happy. Hey, okay, go for it. Enjoy it. Go enjoy it. An increase in top income taxes is now going to be 39.6%. It'll all fall on small businesses that are struggling to make it right now. New taxes on American energy, including a tax on manufacturers based on their methane production and a carbon border tax. The tax increases will be passed along to families and businesses in the form of higher prices. And they want to raise, they're asking for a 15% global minimum tax. 15% on top of all the tax you pay already. They want a 15% global tax, but In this budget bill, they want 21%, higher than what Biden asked for. So on top of all the tax you pay already, 21% more, you get to pay. Aren't you a lucky people living in a free country? Where they say you're too dumb to learn how to read, write, and do math, but we'll just tax you anyway. $80 billion goes to the hiring of 87,000 new agents. Please let that sink in. 87,000 new IRS agents. That is something that I don't think people would... Why 87,000 on top of what they already have? Somebody please explain to me why you need that many. That's over 1,700 per state. Per state. But that's what they're fixing. It's already passed. The House is going to be up for discussion now. It's been moved forward in the House. And I guess it'll go before the Senate. So how does it feel to live in a country our founders gave to us as an idea of a republic? Founders, somewhat on the idea of liberty. What do you think they would do if they come back and saw what we have allowed to happen to this nation? I do believe, especially the Pilgrims and Puritans, will start hanging the preachers first. Because they were the ones who led the battle. They were the ones who told the people. They were the ones that warned the people. But the pastors as a whole in America today are as useless as tits on a boar hog. They just hang around and do nothing. That's just the way it is. Don't they like it, but it's true. Now this next news article I think you'll find very interesting. And maybe it should be a little bit frightening to all of us. YouTube censors Senator Rand Paul. The senator accuses the tech giant of becoming an arm of the government. Now listen to this. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul announced Tuesday he had been censored by YouTube. We've had two speeches taken down, and this last one was, I think, a short speech Paul told Just the News Tuesday on the conference call. The access to the entire YouTube channel is no longer available. A spokesperson for Paul explained that YouTube removed two of the senator's videos and suspended his account from uploading videos for 7 days. Are you hearing me? This so-called public media source, this social media, silenced a standing U.S. senator speaking on the floor of the Senate to challenge those who are trying to bring down more lies and control on the people. Because he spoke against the establishment, they censured him and took him off YouTube for 7 days as a warning, I guess. How bold can you get? I guess probably I can truly say now that Article 1, the First Amendment, is no longer valid in the good old U.S. of A. If they can censor a senator speaking on the Senate floor for telling the people what he believes to be true, how much can it do to you and I? Let that sink in. That's how far this country's going into the slime pit of destruction. Because of the people, apathy of the church, and cowardice of the pastors, this is happening in America. I just sit back and marvel at how complacent the American people are. I really do. Set back and marvel this. This next article I'm going to cover, during the break, I was talking to our producer, Todd, there at the studios. Pretty sharp guy to be from Pennsylvania. No, I'm just kidding, y'all, Pennsylvania, just kidding. But anyway, pretty sharp dude. He mentioned this, and he said he didn't know if this bill would be taken as far as it could be. And I understand where he's coming from. It doesn't come out and just say, hey, we're going to quarantine you if you don't get a shot. It doesn't say that. And my side of the discussion was this. Once the door's open, once a crack in the door's open, who's going to keep them coming on in? This is from the Tennessee Executive Order, number 83, authorizes National Guard to quarantine and voluntarily commit people for certain health care operations. Now, what's that mean? I don't know. But in all the history of this country, we never had the National Guard come in and quarantine and commit people for any kind of healthcare situation. But this is not going to be for the sick people. It's going to be for those who will not take the vaccination. Folks, just coming down to that. There's growing concern among Tennesseans after Governor Bill Lee quietly issued an executive order on Friday, giving the state permission to call up the National Guard and State Guard in connection with certain health care and emergency services operations. Now, let me just say this. It's given Tennesseans a little bit of alarm. It should do the same thing for West Virginians, Kentuckians, Missourians, Californians, Oregonians, Oregoners, whatever. This should give them all concern. Tennessee Stands, an influential statewide conservative coalition, said they found some of the governor's orders exceptionally concerning. Again, nothing specific. But that even makes it more dangerous. It's a broad brush here that's been written in. Where can I go with it? One section of Executive Order 83 would permit the construction of temporary quarantine and isolation facilities. Telephone assessments for involuntary commitment cases are permitted, the executive order also states. Tennesseans look to social media to express their grave concerns about the governor's response to the China virus. Wow, the guard will be utilized? Involuntary commitment and construction of quarantine and isolation facilities? Thought all that was just a silly conspiracy theory, one concerned citizen noted. The pieces did add up to a very scary picture. People need to wake up, one concerned citizen wrote. I would like to know the specific scenarios and situations that would need to take place in order for these actions to be implemented. They are too open-ended and vague, which leads to open-door interpretation and neglected use, which could not work in our best interest. We need to demand specificity. And I agree. They need to know the specifics of this. And folks, if they did, I wouldn't trust it. Executive order, Mr. Lee, a ten-horned tyrant, obviously, is willing to take the National Guard and State Guard, if necessary, to quarantine, to build quarantine shelters, or camps, if you don't call them that, and putting people in them, but not the ones that are sick. Those that are healthy, will not take the vaccination. Should these things concern us? I don't know. Maybe you're happy that way. I'm not. You see, this is when I share these things, it bothers me, but I know my God is still on the throne. I know my Savior is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I know that I'm still under His authority. I know I've been washed by His blood and cleansed by His Word, and I've been filled with His Spirit. So that what happens on earth does concern me. I'm here. But I'm not afraid. My Father knows what's going to happen to me tomorrow. He's already there. Back at the break, the phone call next half hour, as always, 844-769-2944. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
And folks, don't forget now, the 26th, 28th of this month, we're going to be in St. Charles, Missouri. I hope you'll come and join us and a whole lot of great speakers. Believe me, I'll be the least of the bunch here, but I'll do my best to glorify our Father if I can. And edify you all, I pray. Come and join us. Free tickets if you want them. While they last through the ministry, just let us know. And the phone line will be open in about 5 or 10 minutes at 844-769-2944. Now, I want you to listen to this. Y'all probably noticed, maybe perhaps, how they tried to coerce and threaten and everything they can in their power to force the citizens of this country and the world, but I live here, to take their so-called vaccination, which is not a vaccination at all. Y'all probably noticed that, haven't you? You know, they said, well, if you take this at McDonald's in California, we'll give you a free hamburger. Yeah, just take a shot. Our government gave away $1 million to one person for taking a shot. I mean, so for something that's supposed to save our lives, we sure are hard-headed, aren't we? Well, we'll take it. Well, we're not the only ones. Now, listen to this. The CDC said it will not mandate its employees to be vaxxed. The CDC won't mandate the shot. You're going to tolerate our employers to do that? And colleges do that? We're going to tolerate that? We're going to say yes, sir, master, and shut up and do it? Is that what we're going to do? And the FDA has 17,000 employees, and they're not going to require it. But the concerned citizens contacted the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, Georgia, yesterday, and they spoke to multiple employees. When asked if the CDC was mandating its employees to inject themselves with the experimental gene therapy called a vaccine for the CCP virus, they pushed back, got defensive, and finally said no. They're not mandating CDC employees receive the vaccine for COVID-19, which has not even been tested on animals and is still experimental under an emergency use authorization only. You can listen to, it says, the citizen also spoke to supervisor who simply expedited the call to nowhere and would not answer further questions. The CDC and the FDA are not going to require vaccinations.
Well, I thought they were the ones who said it was so bad and safe.
People, we've got to get our heads out of our rear ends and breathe some fresh air. Quit listening to the damnable evening news all day long, listening to the bombardment of COVID this and COVID that and school this. Children in Kentucky, I don't remember the exact ages, but from 5 years up or older, are going to be masked in school all year. I mean, why in the name of God do we tolerate this? And I heard a gentleman say, I think I mentioned this on the radio last night, a young fellow with children in school here in West Virginia said, well, I have complete trust in the public school system, complete faith in it. People, we have got to be the most uneducated, ignorant, naive people on the face of the earth. The CDC and FDA won't mandate the shots, but they're going to force our children to take them. Well, man, if you don't take, you can't go to work. Is that what you really think is what we need to put up with? Are we going to tolerate that in this country? Are we that far gone that we don't give a hoot about ourselves or our children? Or are we so stupid that we aren't willing to listen to the truth about this and say, no, we're not going to do it. The FDA won't do it. CDC won't do it. I ain't going to do it. That hate is hillbilly talk. I know that. This means I just am not going to do this. It isn't going to happen to my family. Not to me, anyway. Another story. University admits harvesting kidneys from unborn babies while their hearts are still beating. We talked about this a long time ago. Everybody, well, that's all conspiracy. It's never been proven. Matter of fact, one gentleman, a couple who filmed these parts being sold, ended up getting in trouble with the law because they filmed these people selling baby parts secretly. They got in trouble. The University of Pittsburgh may have inadvertently provided more evidence this week that aborted babies, that's murdered babies, folks, murdered babies, may be being born alive and left to die so that their organs may be used for scientific research, according to the Center for Medical Progress. LifeNews.com has extensively reported earlier this week, Judicial Watch and the Center for Medical Progress exposed evidence of babies potentially being born alive in abortions and other disturbing practices in documents they had obtained from Freedom of Information Act requests to U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. The documents now show that the federal government gave the University of Pittsburgh at least $2.7 million in federal tax dollars over the past 5 years to become a tissue hub for aborted baby parts for scientific research. On Wednesday, University of Pittsburgh spokesman defended his practice in an interview with Fox News. However, the Center for Medical Progress said the university's statements confirmed that aborted babies' hearts are still beating while their kidneys are harvested for scientific research. Pitt is now admitting to the news media that the aborted babies are still alive at the time the kidneys are cut out for National Institutes of Health grant money, said David Daldian, former founder and president of the Center for Medical Progress. That Daladin continued Pitt's grant application for GUDMAP, gut map, advertised this to the federal government, and that labor induction abortion, where the baby is pushed out of the mother hole, will be used to obtain this tissue. Now listen to this, where labor induction abortions, where the baby is pushed out the mother hole, a live, viable child, will be used to obtain the tissue. The plain meaning of the gut map grant application and the University of Pittsburgh statement explaining it is that Pitt and the Planned Parenthood abortion providers responsible for this research abortions are allowing babies some of the age of viability to be delivered alive and then killing them by cutting their kidneys out. My God in heaven, and we think America is going to be spared because we're going to vote a man in office. The basis for this came from a statement University spokesman David Selden made to Fox News about ischemia time, which he said refers to the time after the tissue collection procedure. Ischemia starts when the organ, the kidneys, primarily in Pitt's gut map project, is cut from the blood circulation. The NIH defines ischemia as a lack of blood supply to a part of the body. The university states that fetal organs do not undergo ischemia, lose their blood supply, until after the tissue collection procedure. This means the organs are still receiving blood supply from the fetal heartbeat during the tissue collection. But that shouldn't bother us, right? It's no big deal. I mean, I'm sure they've given some kind of numbing procedure so they can't feel the pain. Of course they do. I don't want to say, folks. There's nothing I can add to that. There's more to the article than that. But it doesn't change what I just read to you. Do you really think that a righteous God is going to look at that and say, well, I'm going to overlook this because America has been a nation that's done a lot of good things for people all over the world. I mean, so we're not going to do anything to them. We're just going to go ahead and excuse this part of my unborn children being slaughtered, born alive, their parts taken out for resale. I'm just about speechless. I mean, we knew what was going on, but it's just hard to see it and read it, and they admit to it. If that doesn't make you just a little bit upset, then, my friends, you are not a born-again believer. At best, you're a callous individual. Very callous. This final article I want to look at, I think it's maybe one more. How long do the vaccinated have to live? This is by Stephen Fishman. He said, I deferred this question to a friend of mine, Dr. Milo Kandurian, PhD, born Milos Iskandarianos, Corfu, Greece, in 1938, who developed a patent for graphene oxide for use as a hematological bioweapon in 2015. In full transparency, Dr. Gandarin is what I call a genocidal globalist who follows Precept 10 of the Georgia Guidestones, which is very seldom discussed, stating, be not as cancer upon the earth, leave room for nature. Dr. Kandarian is a medical contributor to the World Health Organization and is also very supportive of Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset, ushering in one world digital currency, which is a secondary goal of the WHO for 2022. Dr. Kandarian is of the opinion, now listen, folks, this is his wording. Dr. Kandarian is of the opinion that 95% of the world's population are useless eaters, 95%, who need to be euthanized as quickly as possible. Look at downtown Chicago, Baltimore, or Los Angeles, he has stated, and you will clearly see why the useless eaters must be put down like rabid dogs. He expressed his disdain for infectious educators who promote critical race theory, and is confident that the vaccine will put an end to the human cancer upon the earth. Dr. Kandarian is an ardent supporter of Freemasonry's duty and obligation to rid the world of plague of humanity. Yet on a personal level, he and I share a passion for the same exotic dish served at La Minche d'Avaux in Geneva, cream of hummingbird soup followed by elk tongue. We both are fans of Chef Gaston, Siri de Riveras, who's a culinary genius. So I asked Milo, how can the vaccinated know with certainty how long they have to live once they have been jabbed? He presented me with the information called the end of cycle formula. He explained how easy it is to calculate. The power of simplicity, he said, there is a maximum cycle of 10 years from injection to the end of cycle, or death, he elaborated, and is extremely easy to determine. He said any hematologist can see it within seconds under a microscope, even more readily under an electron microscope. The percentage of blood affected for or contaminated by or with graphene oxide is the reciprocity of the end of cycle circulation. A calculation he divulged. In other words, an innocuity, as he called anyone jabbed with an experimental use authorization, eugenic to population lethal injection bioweapon, having 20% graphene oxide deterioration in their blood will, barring any other input criteria, live for 8 years. 10 years is less than 20%, make that far. Someone with 70% graphite oxide deterioration will not live more than 3 years. But Dr. Jane Ruby recently was interviewed by Stu Peters on his podcast and showed examples of what the deteriorated blood looks like when exposed to graphene oxide. Graphene oxide, for those who are not unaware, who are unaware, is a component of messenger RNA spike proteins and prions, which is at war with the heart, lungs, brain, and blood for oxygen. Graphene oxide is an oxygen sponge, which deprives the body of necessary oxygen and oxygen causes many complications, including but not limited to anaphylactic shock, toxic blood clotting, fatal lung paralysis, mitochondrial cancer, and endocrine cancer. Dr. Milo Chamberlain's viewpoint is much the same as Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and the big pharma CEOs. Let them all die. What the effect of second and third shots and boosters do and how that changes the end of table cycle. Milo replied, it is all measurable through hematological testing. The more shots and boosters that imbeciles get, the worse the blood will look under a microscope and the quicker they will turn to fertilizer. Finally, I asked him how to plot to kill so many beings that people could be kept so secret by such a group of elites. His answer was, you don't know much about Freemasonry, do you, Steve? And there you have it, folks. Right from the mouth of a man who's all for killing off the people. But why should we care about that, right? Why should we be concerned? Now, one more article, and we'll take some phone calls. So far, I only got one caller online, but the line's open, folks. 844-769-2944. Here are a few realities to ponder. Remember how we panicked when we couldn't find any toilet paper? What are you going to do when you can't find a cop? New York City just defunded the very people that ran into the burning towers on 9/11. Think about it. I don't want to know why mobs are tearing down America's monuments. I would rather know why are we letting them? Watching our country being destroyed by our own people is the worst thing I've ever seen. Defund the NFL and NBA. Don't watch, don't go, don't buy, don't discuss. It's not about football or basketball anymore. Nothing says unity like playing a separate national anthem for black people and white people at NFL games. If you still think that this is about Democrats versus Republicans, it's not. The battle is progressive socialism versus Republic of the United States of America. If black lives really mattered, they'd be tearing down crack houses instead of statues. And this is from the list of the liberal privilege, believing you have the right to control other people's lives, believing you have the right to never hear other opinions, believing that when you're offended, others have to care, believing that there are two sets of rules, one for you and one for everybody else. Oprah Spatial begins with, what you white people need to understand. Listen to this. She starts, what you white people need to understand. Now reverse the collar. Sound racist? It is. Thicker than thieves. Just a reminder. And God we trust to keep in mind now and for November when you vote. Yes, the governor of Michigan used to work for George Soros. Get that. The governor Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew. Adam Schiff's sister is married to George Soros. John Kerry's daughter is married to a Mullah's son in Iran. Hillary's daughter, Chelsea, is married to George Soros' nephew. ABC's News' executive producer, Ian Cameron, is married to Susan Rice, Obama's former national secretary advisor. CBS president David Rhodes is a brother of Ben Rhodes, Obama's deputy national secretary advisor for strategic communications. ABC News correspondent Claire Shipman is married to Jay Carney, former Obama White House press secretary. ABC News and Univision reporter Matthew Jaffe is married to Kate Hogan, Obama's former deputy press secretary. ABC President Ben Sherwood is the brother of Elizabeth Sherwood, Obama's former special advisor. CNN President Virginia Mosley is married to Tom Nides, former Hillary Clinton deputy secretary. Folks, I think he called this a stacked deck. What do you think? If you had a hunch that news media is somehow rigged, or everything is rigged against us, you got it right, folks. You couldn't put your finger on it. I hope right then I just put some piece of the puzzle together for you. Yes, it is rigged against us. The deck is rigged against us. The deck is rigged against us. These people are interbred in the sense that they breed with their own kind, that bring forth the goals for this country. I went through a lot of news very quickly there. And I get angry over it. I get frustrated over it. But I tell you again, my heart is full of joy in Christ. Because I read the last chapter, folks, and those who are faithful to our Father wins. Those who endure to the end, the same shall be saved. All right, let's go to Jan and Nava. Jan, come on in.
Hello. I know I called once this week, but I have
I'm going to start charging you.
I have good news.
What's
I have
that?
Great news. Fran had her surgery, and when they first found out this was going, she was 87 years old, and she was bleeding like a menstrual cycle. And they didn't think they were going to do surgery. They thought this cancer was so far advanced there wasn't anything they could do. Today she had her surgery, and it was very small.
Well, praise God.
They think it didn't go through the lighting, and they want to thank all you prayer warriors out there for remembering Fran in your prayers, and we want to thank God for allowing her to be with us, still with us.
Well, you tell Fran that we'll send her a bill later, okay?
Okay, I'll tell her. She'll
wonderful
whatever
news.
It is, whatever God needs.
what goodness. Thanks, Jan. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a prayer answering. Thank you, prayer warrior.
How's Marcia?
She's doing pretty well. She's able to fuss at me.
Well, then she's doing okay.
She's doing okay. Well, thanks for the call, sweetheart.
You didn't fuss at
me. No, I wouldn't know how to act if I wasn't doing something wrong. Okay. Talk to you soon. See you Saturday in church.
Right.
Okay. Love you. Now, let's go next to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just went to UFO City yesterday.
Roswell? Okay.
Yes. See the eye doctor?
Mm-hmm.
We got it scheduled for the 26th.
Okay. All right. So you're going to get a fix finally, huh? Thank God for that.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for that.
I am not going to take their stinking vaccine either.
No, don't. Well, if Mick, you heard me say that the FDA and CDC aren't going to take it. Why should you take it?
That's right.
Amazing.
That's why Russian roulette, man. Uh-huh. No way.
It's almost, it's like having five shells in a gun instead of just one.
Yeah, there you go.
Auto mode. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's just the way
it is.
Not very logical. No. And you heard us talk about tonight, all different issues. And we are up to our eyeballs.
Uh-huh. Now, there's people. If a lot of those people you mentioned, they belong to one tribe. They're not Jews. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're Esau, Edom. I'm referring to Psalms 83.
Okay.
And the book of Obadiah, where God is going to set us on to them to, let's say, what's the new bird trial about? He's going to use us to wipe them off the planet.
Well, we know payday's coming for all men, Mick, and they certainly deserve what you're going to get. They really do. I got to jump, my friend, but thanks for the call. I'll talk to you tomorrow in the office. All right, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Folks, we're down the last few minutes here. If you want to call, we have time. 844-769-2944. And I do ask you to keep us in your prayers, please. Next couple weeks, we're going to be very busy for myself and Marsha Jean, too. She'll be with me. Going to Kansas City next Thursday. I won't be in office next Thursday all day, but Crystal will be here, take care of orders, whatever. I'll be heading to Kansas City's here, granddaughter. Then come back home on probably Sunday or Monday and leave out on Wednesday again, go back to St. Charles, Missouri to speak at a function. I need your prayers I'm getting me an older fella. I'll be 73 years old in a couple weeks. Thank God I'm in good health is what I'm in, but I still need your prayers. And we ask you to, would you pray the Lord might bless us that we can get on some more radio stations, reach some more people. The door's opening for us, folks. We just can't go through because the people that offer us the airtime have got to pay their employees, too. It's there, and it's very reasonable. We just can't walk in. I'm asking if it be our Father's will that maybe we could figure out some way and to get in. We do need your help. Mostly need your prayers. I really do. I truly do need your prayers. But I also like to, if you can help us keep this thing going, reach more people, please do so. By the grace of God, and only by the grace of God, are we doing what we're doing? 29 years in March. Only by His grace I've been able to write a few little books and the articles I put on online that people seem to really understand and link up to in common faith. Folks, we are, as the Bible said, being turned into hell. But we still serve the same God that our fathers served. We still serve the same God as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob served. Nothing's changed with His power. Nothing changed with His will for righteousness. He hadn't changed His mind on sin. But He also hadn't forsaken His people to trust Him. We may not like what the future holds. We may have to pay something, we may have to pay a price for our faith. We're not promised we won't. But folks, this one thing I do know. My God is still on the throne. He's still able to deliver those who trust Him. If you're out there tonight, I don't care if you're the worst drug addict that you've ever met or know of. I don't care if you're a sodomite, a lesbian, a liar, a thief, a drunkard. I don't care who you are. If you have an inkling in your spirit, in your mind, that you would like to get out of that, and you feel a tug on your heart to turn to Christ for your help, I promise you, He is more than able to deliver you from whatever it is that has you in bondage. He did me. He can you. And I'll be in office all day tomorrow. If you want to talk to me about these things, if you have anything you want to share tomorrow, call me. If you don't have long distance, call the toll-free number, 800-777-4403. If you do have long distance, you can call us and save us a few dollars by calling 304-846-4448. Our God is able to deliver you. Christ died for you on the cross, just like He did for me and many, many others. Don't think that you're not worthy, because you're not. I'm not either. I wasn't then. I'm still not. I'm saved by His grace, cleansed by His blood, and filled with His Spirit. That's the only thing that keeps me there. I wasn't worthy to be born again. It was a gift given to me, paid for by my Savior on the cross of Calvary. I knew I needed help. I asked for help. I repented of my sins. He stepped in my heart, and slowly, by His grace and mercy, He changed me from the inside out. If there's any good in me, folks, today, it's because Christ is there, not me. Understand that. I'm just like you are. I don't care where you are tonight in the world listening to this. Don't care what circumstances are. I am only an individual. I'm just a man, just like you, in flesh and blood. I have the same temptations, the same frustrations, and all that. I'm just a mere mortal, just like you. But Christ helps overcome what is in front of us if we trust Him. See you off tomorrow, folks. Have a wonderful night. Good night. Armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.